It's been a while since I've been up here. I really only preach so I can sit up here to listen to the children's story. How many of you have ever lost something? Pretty much everybody, right? How many of you have had a friend or just some stranger lose something and you attempt to help them find it, but you've never seen it before, you don't really know what it looks like, and all they can tell you is it's red. And then they start throwing these crazy hand motions around. It's red, and it was right here, but it's red. And you're just like, I'm trying to help you, but I can't with that information. I parked my car at Super Saver, and on my way towards the doors, I saw this older, pretty old lady. I didn't think she should be driving. And, I mean, I'm thinking like 120 plus years old, this lady. But she's got a gallon of milk, so I know she's strong. She's been drinking her milk. And then about four other bags in this hand, just walking around, looking all over the place. So I go up to her and I say, can I help you with your bags to your car? She replied with, I don't know where I parked. I said, that's fine. I took her milk and I took her bags from her. And we proceeded to walk through the parking lot. We walked all the way down by Petco, all the way towards Papa John's, then back towards Petco. I then asked her, well, what kind of car do you drive? It's white. Okay. Another 2-3 laps. I don't know, I felt like it was the Indy 500. She was fast walking too. We finally found her white car. I put her bags in the trunk for her. She thanked me, gave me a dollar, told me how cute I was. That made it all worth it. I've got a couple points today, a couple key points that I want you guys to remember. One of them being, remember what kind of car you drive. Her car was there the entire time. She just couldn't find it. She knew kind of what it looked like, but she couldn't describe it that well to me. When I asked her, she just knew the color, very vague description of it. I feel like sometimes that's how we treat God. We don't really know him that well. When we're asked about him, we give kind of a vague description. God's here. He always is, and he always will be. But we have to know God in order to find God. Some of you may have come to this conclusion a long time ago. It just hit me, though. I used to always ask, where is God? God, why aren't you here right now? You're going through stressful situations in life, whether it's high school, college, work-related, whatever. You're going, God, why aren't you here? I'm looking for you. I'm crying out to you, but I don't see you. But do you know what you're looking for? That's kind of the premise of what we're going to talk about today. The question is, how do we know when we find God? Look in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. It shouldn't be too hard to find, right towards the front. I had to mark it in my Bible. Just nerves, I'd be in Revelation or something. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over everything creeping that creeps on the earth." Now that's different from all the other parts of creation. We are the only things that God made in his image. Let that sink in a little bit. Think about it. Did he mean just the physical look? I mean, we all look pretty different. So if God meant physical features, then I don't know. God must be looking pretty crazy, because we all look pretty different here. You take it and think about it as God created us in his image on the inside, in your heart. What are the fruits of the Spirit? Gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, self-control. And then there's one other one. What is it? Somebody. Love. Yes. And what do we always say God is? God is love. There we go. You got to be more responsive. You got to be more responsive. I'm going to think I'm crazy if you guys don't respond. But God is love. That's what we always say he is, and that's the best definition of God I can think of. One word to sum up God, I would pick love. Never-ending love. When you think love, what do you think of as far as your body, your heart, right? So God is love. Love's in your heart. God made us in his image. So where do you think you can find God? Through love, right? So how do you show somebody God? If I go up to you and ask you, "Show me God," what are you going to do? You're going to look at me like I'm crazy. You're going to sit there all quiet and awkward. And then I'm just going to move on. And you missed your chance, I guess, if that's how it's going to be. No, you need to. If I come up to you and say, "Show me God," sit down with that person. Love them. Welcome them in. That's God. God never walked away from somebody. Amen. So why should we? Why should you close the door on somebody when they're just looking for love? I was reading a book, and I know many of you that surprises. But I was reading a book, and there's a quote in this book by William Garnall or something fancy, I don't know. I don't read too well, but when I do, I read a lot. The quote that I want to share with you guys is, "It is the image of God reflected in you that enrages hell. It is this at which demons hurl their mightiest." Your life story is the devil attacking your heart. Satan knows what you can do, who you can become, who you can help. And that terrifies him. The devil is after your heart because that's what God put in you. If you give up loving, the devil wins. Look in Isaiah 45, verses 2 to 3. Isaiah 45, 2 and 3. "I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by name, am the God of Israel." cool verse, talking about God smashing things and setting us free and everything. Cool. How do you apply that today? I mean, I don't go around every day wishing, man, I wish I could break down that gate. God, bust down this gate. I don't run into gates very often. How do you apply that today? Read through those verses again and try to apply it today to where you're in a battle with the devil. I feel like I repeat myself a lot when I preach because a lot of my sermons go into the whole, the devil is at war and you need to wake up and fight that war. Problems don't go away just because you run away from them. You can't move to a different state, different country, just in hopes that that solves all your problems. The devil won't leave you just because you run away and try to hide. He'll find you. The devil will stop at nothing to get you to give up loving other people, to get you to give up on God. It started back in the Garden of Eden. The devil went to Adam and Eve. He lied. That seems like a small thing now today. You know, tell a little white lie to make things easier. No harm in it, right? Wrong. Can do a lot of damage with one little lie. When you hear those voices in your head saying, you aren't pretty enough, you aren't talented enough, you aren't strong enough, you aren't good enough. That's not God. That's the devil putting self-doubt in you so that you give up. You have to look past all that and realize that God loves you. You are good. Your heart matters to God. And your heart matters to other people. God loves you so much. He created this entire world and us so that he could just hang out with us. I mean, the only thing I can think of is my dog. I drove 3 hours to buy this dog. Got her when she's a puppy. Little yellow lab. Drive there, pay too much money for her, bring her home. She pees on the floor. She chews up everything, jumps on me, won't let me go to sleep, hogs the couch. But I drove and I got her and I brought her home. And I'll admit it that I love her. God created this entire world just to hang out with us. And then we peed on the floor, people. We messed up. But God said, that's okay. I'm going to forgive you. We're going to try this again. He's got way more patience than I do. He didn't rub our nose in it. Didn't throw us outside. He just said, things are going to be a little tougher now, but we're going to work on it. I'm going to be here for you every step of the way. He won't leave you. You can't get away from God. I spent years asking where God was. But now I know what I'm looking for. And I can't help but to see God all the time. Whether it be in his creation outside. Thankfully, we have a beautiful Sabbath today and it's not freezing cold. But where I really see God is out here, in my friends, in my family, the people who put up with me when I go off on tangents or what have you. the people who open their heart up and love me. That's where I see God. That's where I think, when you're wondering where God is, you're going through whatever struggles in life you are, there are tons of people right here in this building willing to show you God, show you love, and listen. You can find God just about anywhere. You just have to know what you're looking for. I've got three challenges for you today. Three, because I haven't been up here in a while, so I've been saving them up. And because I don't know when they're going to let me back up here. So I got to get them all in. Go ahead and write these ones down. They're important. One and two kind of go together. Like I said before, remind yourself daily, multiple times a day, your heart is good, your heart matters to God. Write it down, look at it, put it in your car, on your bathroom mirror, wherever you need to put it so that you remember it every day. The third one, live every moment in the consciousness of God's presence. Knowing God's there, believing God is there. If you can do that, I think we can make this world a lot better. We can show people love, we can show people God. Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you that we have a safe place to come and worship. I ask that you remind us daily that we matter to you, that our hearts matter. I ask that you come into this church today, fill everyone's hearts up with your love. Help them not to be afraid to show it to one another, to reach out, help one another, show you to the world, God. That's what you told us to do. I ask that you give us the courage and the power to go through this day and all the rest of them, being strong Christians for you, Lord. In your name, amen.